John chapter 13. The book of John chapter 13, 1 through 7. Now therefore, the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own, which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand, and that he was come from God and went to God, he rises from supper, laid aside his garments, and took a towel and girded himself. And after that, he poureth water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Lord, right now, I thank you for the spirit I feel in this house tonight. Oh, Jesus, anoint your servant. Anoint every ear to hear, every heart to be open. God, I pray that you'll speak to us in a mighty way. Hallelujah. Let your will be done. Can we hand clap a praise to the Lord right now? Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. You can be seated. I want to speak to you tonight. Where is your towel? Where is your towel? It seems like, folks, every day is such a busy day. We're always in a hurry. We've always got things that needed to be done yesterday. Amen? Life is hectic sometimes, isn't it? It's very busy, and it seems like we can never get ahead. You take one step forward and go two step back sometimes. But that's just how life is. That's how it's always been, and it's never going to change until God takes us out of here. The same spirit of the world comes into the church at times. Folks, I want you to understand something tonight. It takes time to walk with God. Hear me tonight. It takes time to walk with God. Amen. As Christians, we need to have commitments to God. One of the first commitments that we need to have as a Christian is, like Abel, we need to worship God by faith. Amen. The first thing we need to be is a worshiper. We need to worship our God. We need to praise our God. Any time, any day, any place, we need to be worshipers. Hallelujah. You should never be ashamed to worship your God. The second thing, we need to be like Enoch. The Bible says that Enoch walked with God by faith. Hallelujah. You cannot walk with God. You cannot walk with a God that you do not worship. We must worship Him. Hallelujah. If we worship God, we can walk with Him. But you cannot walk with a God you do not worship. You cannot do it. And third, the Bible says that Noah worked with God. This is the progression. We must learn to be worshipers. We must learn that we must worship Him so that we can walk with Him. Amen. And then, folks, we need to work with God. Hallelujah. Work with Him. You cannot do the one until you have the other. We are, by nature, selfish people. Amen. We often come to receive. We come to see what we can get. Amen. Hallelujah. We're really good at sitting back watching people do work. We like that comfort. So by nature, we are very selfish. But the progression will lead you to a new dimension whereby we come to give instead of receive. We come to give instead of take. Amen, folks. It is a new progression that we need to have. You see, Jesus had the hardest time teaching these things to his disciples. He taught them many things, did he not? He did many miracles with his disciples. The Bible says Jesus broke bread with the disciples. In their culture, understand this, folks, you did not just eat with whoever you wanted to, or just whoever. You only ate with those you were in a covenant with. It's supper time. The time of self-gratification. At supper, I'm going to eat until I'm full. I love this kind of stuff, and I'm going to be a pig tonight. Come on. We like to take care of ourselves when we sit down to supper. I went to school with a young man, and later on we met, and he came to church and was saved, and we started doing a little work, side jobs here and there, and he told me one thing. He was very poor when he was in school. I would see this young man come to school, and he'd have manure on his boots where he'd just been out taking care of the cows and all that thing for his father. But one thing he told me, he says, I determined as a young man, I was going to make a good living, and I'm going to eat anything I want. I will never go hungry, and my kids will never go hungry. So, in other words, he basically tell me, I didn't have anything when I was young. But we take care of it. It's supper time. The time of me being blessed at dinner. But let me tell you something. Here the Lord has taken up after they ate. He walked over and he filled the basin, and he began to wash the feet. Supper was over. Dinner is over. You see, you have to know when to give the benediction to some things in your life, folks. There are certain things that we come along and happen in our lives, and we can't keep holding on to them. We have to give that benediction and say, it's time I let that go. Amen? You have to know when to forget about some things in your life. Dinner time is over. You've indulged. You've been blessed. You've been helped. But there are some things we need to learn. I have to let it go. Enough is enough. Devil, I want you to know tonight I'm serving you notice. I have had enough. Come on. There's some things we need to chuck. We need to get rid of them. You see, you got to get up in your life and you got to go on. Then he said, the Bible says he laid aside his garments. What was on him that he took off? See, there are some things on you, folks, that you need to take off. Like the priest's garments. You see, he would wear it all for a while. But in the holies of holies, I want you to understand tonight, that priest would wear those robes, those holy robes. But when he walked into the holy of holies, he had to take those things off. Amen. In the presence of God, you have to learn. I have to humble myself. Amen. I got to go before God. And I got to say, God, what is it that you want done in my life? It's not about me. Amen. It's about there. It's time to worship God. I've taken some things off in my life. Yet the prayer, humble yourself. You can always tell when people are going to get blessed by how they come to the altar. Come on. You can tell. They come. You see them walking down now. They mean business tonight. They're going to get a hold of the horns, and they're not going to let go. Amen. They're going to hang on until God bless me. like Jacob said. He said, come on, let me go. He said, no, not until you bless me. I'm telling you, that's the way we got to get down to the altar. We got to get down to business and say, God, I'm taking this off of my life. I don't need this anymore. I need what you want in my life. Humble. If you're going to work for God, you must understand that you cannot work for Him with your own agenda. Amen? If you want to work for God, you must understand you cannot work for Him with your own pride. You cannot work for Him in your own glory. You must, folks, put on the linen ephod of the priest. You must become the servant. The Bible says, then he girded himself with a towel. He girded himself. Anyone can wash the feet of someone who loves them. Come on. Hey, when we go down there to wash feet, I want to wash yours. Come on. Now you're laughing and giggling because you've done it. Right? I don't want to wash theirs. Anybody can wash the feet of somebody they love. But I want to ask you tonight, can you wash the feet of someone who's betrayed you? Come on. Jesus girded himself to serve a man who was going to betray him. He's girded himself to wash the feet of somebody who would deny him, who would doubt his authenticity. Can you be disciplined enough to serve all types of people? Or is it just the ones that you like tonight? Isaiah 40 verse 31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. Tonight I ask you, amen, can you be in love enough with your God and say, God, I want to love everybody. God, I want to serve everybody. I want to be what you are, God. Hallelujah. If they deny me, I want to love them. If they turn away from me, I want to love them. They that serve the Lord shall renew their strength. The Bible says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You see, there was a prophet by the name of Elijah. He was depressed at one time, and he was in a cave, and he was at the point of being almost suicidal. And you know what God did to him? He went in there and started to console him. It's okay, Elijah. I understand where you're at. No. You know what God did? Here he is. He's in this cave. He's almost suicidal. And God said, Elijah, I want you to anoint. I want you to go out and I want you to anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. God! Don't you see where I'm at? How about a little bit of pity here? I'm almost done with everything. I want you to go anoint Hazael. I want you to anoint him to be king over Syria. And then God didn't stop there. God said, I want you to go anoint Jehu. I want you to anoint him to be king over Israel. God, come on. I don't want to see anybody. I'm depressed. I don't want to talk to anybody. Go anoint him, Elijah. And then God went on further. Elijah, I want you to go talk to old Elisha. And I want you to help him to be a prophet in your stead. Come on, God. Elijah, go do it. Go talk to Elisha. And to be the prophet in your stead. You see, so anytime, folks, that you're in a cave situation and you want to get out, amen, I want you to understand you have to anoint your way out of your depression. You have to anoint your way out of your cave, amen. Hallelujah, it's not going to be easy. Sometimes we got to buckle up and say, hey, I got to pull it together here. I got to understand, I got to do what God wants me to do no matter what.
Hallelujah. Come on, worship him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something tonight. You come out of your cave, start slinging a little bit of oil around, and the devil's going to get out of your way. Come on, I want us to come out of our caves. I want us to start slinging oil. Let me bless you tonight. Here, have a blessing. Come on, let me bless you. Let me serve you. Let me put on my towel. Let me love you no matter what you've done. Hallelujah. Let's start slinging some oil, folks. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, you start slinging that oil, there's no devil in hell that'll keep you in your cave. If you make up your mind to get out of your cave, you may have to do something, some anointing. You may have to pray in the spirit. You may have to sing in the spirit. But the Bible says Elijah just passed by Elisha. And when he did, his mantle touched Elisha. His anointing got on Elisha. Isn't that what we want tonight, folks? You see, when the anointing of ministry is on you, it will change your life. You may even need to make some quick decisions. Elisha had to sacrifice the oxen. He had to burn up the yoke. You see, folks, to follow a man around the country and to wash his hands, he left the family business to do whatever he could do for the ministry. He started fires for the ministry. He cooked meals. He washed feet. Amen. He washed clothes. But it didn't matter. He was following the anointing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There came a point where Elijah asked him, what do you want? Elijah said to Elijah, what do you want, Elijah? What is it? And Elijah said, I want a double portion of what you got. Elijah said, you asked a hard thing. You see, anointing does not come easy. It takes prayer. It takes fasting. It takes dedication. It takes having a relationship with God every day, folks. Elijah said, if you see me when I'm taken up, if you'll walk with me through Gilgal, if you'll walk with me through Jericho, if you'll walk with me all the way to Jerusalem, if you'll walk with me through Jordan, if you'll walk with me through hell and high water, if you'll walk with me when people are trying to kill me, if you'll walk with me when they're trying to destroy me, if you'll walk with me when it looks like I'm going to go down, if you'll stay with me all the way, I'll see you when I'm taken up. If you'll see me when I'm taken up, one translation said, if you see what I see when I am taken up, if you'll have my vision. He passed over Jordan. And Jordan, folks, represents death. There he saw the chariot. And the Bible says the mantle fell. Scripture talks about the same Jesus that you see ascend into heaven will descend. But go ye into Jerusalem and wait until you be endued with power from on high. You see, God is not satisfied with us walking around with a towel. I'm sorry, without a towel. Hear me tonight. God is not satisfied with us walking around without a towel. We need a towel.
We need a towel for God's service. We need a towel for God's service, folks. We need a towel for giving sacrifices, for helping someone. Jesus said, if I, being the master, know how to wash your feet, how much more ought ye to wash one another's feet? God wants to use you. You see, there are families that only you can reach. There are souls that only you can win. There's a burden you can lift off the ministry. There's a need you can carry in prayer. There needs to be a towel in your hand. Hear me tonight, Church of Pentecost. There needs to be a towel in your hand. Hallelujah. God wants to use each and every one of us here tonight. But we need to carry a towel. He says, let me bless you, my brother. You see, supper for some of you is over. Now it's time to go to work. It's time, Church of Pentecost, to serve. Some in your ministry of helping someone. You're there right now. Someone offended you, and now you no longer serve. Some in your ministry of giving, but something has happened. Your blessing was in your giving. And every time you gave, he gave back to you. Hallelujah. If you get into a place where you're supposed to be, the anointing will fall on you. You have an offering of honesty. And I asked us tonight as we stand, as your pastor, where is your towel? Where's your towel? We have to love everybody. We have to be there to help them, to serve them. I think it's a scary place to be. Sometimes avoiding people because we're upset. Or we just don't like them. But Jesus girded himself with his towel and washed the feet of a man who was going to deny him. God gave him every opportunity to make it right, to do what was right. You see, we can't give anybody to think that they're justified in being upset or not caring or not wanting to do anything for God. We've all got a responsibility. Hear me tonight, folks. You have a responsibility. Amen, folks. And if we stand before the Lord and he says, have you done the things that I've put on your heart? What are you going to say? If he asked you, where's your towel? What are you going to tell him tonight? I want each one that says, God, I want to do a work for you. If you're serious tonight, I want you to come up here and tell God, Lord, I want my towel tonight. God, I want to be a blessing. If you need to go make some things right with somebody, grab your towel and go make some things right with them tonight. But folks, let's be of service to our God.